Hello, I will be your host, Emily Langendurfer, and we will be discussing the hurricane that occurred in September 2018, Hurricane Florence. Do you ever wonder how hurricanes get their names? Hurricanes in the Atlantic are decided off of a list of names maintained by the World Meteorological Organization. There are six lists of names that go in alphabetical order, and each year a new list is used. One of the most recent hurricanes that just occurred in the United States was known as Hurricane Florence. We have two experts going to talk to us today about how Hurricane Florence formed and what its effects were. Before delving into Hurricane Florence, expert Caroline Z is going to explain the basis of hurricanes to us.
Yes, thank you for having me, Emily. Hurricanes are tropical cyclones that rotate counterclockwise in the northern hemisphere, just as Florence did, because of the phenomenon known as the Coriolis effect. As to how hurricanes begin, we note that when warm, moist air over water rises, it is replaced by cooler air. The cooler air will then warm and start to rise as well. This cycle will eventually cause huge storm clouds to form, which will begin to rotate with the spin of the Earth, forming an organized system. If there is enough warm water, the cycle will continue and the storm clouds and wind speeds will grow, causing a hurricane to form. Rather than flowing directly from areas of high pressure to low pressure, as they would in a non-rotating system, winds and currents tend to flow to the right of this direction north of the equator, and to the left of this direction south of it. The deflection caused by the Coriolis effect creates spiraling patterns around warm, high-pressure areas in the ocean called gyres. This spiraling wind pattern also helps the hurricane form. As the force from the Coriolis effect strengthens, the wind spins faster and picks up additional energy, increasing the intensity of the hurricane. Florence, driven by warm air, could carry more water because warm air generally holds more water than cold air.
Thank you for that expertise, Caroline. Our next featured guest, scientist Michael Haley, will discuss the severity of this natural disaster.
Hello, everyone. Over 1.5 million people were ordered to evacuate their homes as the hurricane warnings were issued for South Carolina and North Carolina coasts. At least 41 deaths were reported. On top of that, nearly 1 million were still without power after Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas. Some parts of North Carolina reported as much as 30 inches of precipitation. The storm hit the coast as a Category 1 hurricane, but was soon downgraded to a tropical depression. Despite its reclassification, storm surges and hurricane-force winds caused hazards in the region. Flooding was the largest cause for concern as the storm dispersed and headed north. In total, Hurricane Florence's estimated damages were reported to be at least $22 billion. In the aftermath, scientists examined the role of climate change in the formation of Hurricane Florence. They simulated a world without human-caused global warming. They found that areas experienced rainfall heavier by more than 40% compared with the simulations without the effects of climate change, such as warmer sea temperatures and higher atmospheric moisture content. Their model revealed the projected diameter of Florence was about 80 kilometers wider than without climate change. In other words, climate change played a major role in causing higher winds that affected a larger area. These winds damaged thousands of structures, such as toxic animal waste containment sites, that contaminated the water with bacteria and hazardous chemicals.
All very insightful. Thank you for that. Many people around the United States were affected by this hurricane, whether it was big or small. For example, the hurricane affected the Boston College women's soccer team. The morning that the team was supposed to travel to play Wake Forest, the coach made an announcement indicating that the team would not travel. Although Wake Forest is far inland, many of the parents were very concerned for the girls to fly down into North Carolina as all the natives were flying out. The team was able to make up the game 2 weeks after the state was all situated. Even though Florence did not affect as wide a radius as experts projected, the damage left in its wake continues to affect millions of lives on the East Coast and indicates the increasing devastating consequences of global climate change. For anyone named Florence or Katrina, Sandy or Matthew, the association with a devastating storm can be strange. Ultimately, names are removed from the rotating list or retired if a hurricane is so devastating. Examples of names which will never be used again include Katrina, Sandy, and Matthew. So it'll be interesting to see if Florence will be taken off the list of names.